Well, Merry Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to Eve. Some of us have been eagerly waiting Christmas to arrive, and some of us might be wishing that Christmas would wait for us. Christmas time can be a little funny like that. In fact, it seems like just this morning it was Advent 4. Time is the catalyst in the gospel tonight. I love this line. It struck me this year hearing the story. The time had come. The gospel, so matter-of-factly, without any heraldry or pageantry that fills the rest of the Christmas narrative, says simply, the time has come. And that is the miracle of Christmas, that a God who is beyond time and place has now entered into our time and our place. The Lord of all creation has entered creation and enters creation in a specific time and place. Not an ideal time, not a perfect time. No, God enters our world with all of its beautiful messiness, so well represented through childbirth, the beautiful messiness of life. Tonight we remember this, that Christ enters our world not as the perfect picture of power, but as a baby, the tender, intimate, warm breath of a baby breathes into our world, declaring the arrival of Christ. Mary knew that she would give birth to the Messiah. Earlier, she proclaims, "The Lord will humble the mighty and lift up the lowly." But when God's presence finally comes, when God finally comes into God's people, the time is not ideal. Mary gives birth while on the road, staying in a stable, surrounded by animals and strangers. This is the time that God enters, not ideal, not perfect, seemingly beyond anyone's control. But this is the time and place that God breaks into our lives in the midst of chaos. And when God comes into their lives, fulfilling this generation's long prophecy, God enters their life, but God needs caring for. The love of God in their midst needs to be raised and reared, taught and tended to. God among them does not suddenly solve all their problems, does not change their circumstances. Mary and Joseph are still the victims of oppression that reigns in their land and will soon become refugees on the road again, moving, fleeing for their very lives. This is the time that God enters into their story. This is the time that had come for God to be among them. How do we respond to this kind of presence of God in our life? The appropriate response to all these miraculous signs and wonders of the Christmas story is awe. Our gospel ends with Mary pondering all these things in her heart, reflecting on, delighting in all the signs and wonders that are so familiar to us, repeating them over the years at Christmas Eve, but were indeed new and strange to Mary. The only thing that she could do is reflect and ponder and meditate on them. And Mary would continue to ponder faithfully for years, practicing her faith, teaching it to her child, raising him up in the synagogue, observing the feasts and pilgrimages that led to his entrance into the world. And it took about 30 years before Jesus finally, at a wedding in Cana, is told by his mother, "Now is your time." This Christmas, God is still reaching out to you in love. God reaches out to you in your specific time and place. The Christmas story reminds us that God enters into our world even when circumstances are not ideal, even when we feel like we're not prepared, when things are beyond our control. That is when God enters into our very midst, calls us to ponder in awe the delight and joy of God that is among us. Perhaps this Christmas you are at a time or place in your life where things seem to be unfolding beyond your control. Life is coming at you fast, and the time has come. These are the moments God enters in. Maybe you're at a time when you are facing a challenge or having to endure a transition and you feel unprepared. Perhaps you're at a place where your life didn't really turn out the way that you thought that it would or the way that you would have wanted it to, and now you're not quite sure what to do. Maybe you're at a time in your life that is anxious, worrying about how all these things will unfold, with great adventures ahead and much life to live, but not knowing what all it will entail. Maybe you're just in a period of waiting. Waiting for things to change, but they never seem to change. Whatever season of life you find yourself in, whatever time has come for you, know that God is with you. These are the times in which Christ enters the world, carried by us, delivered by us into this world, into our specific time and place. How do we respond to Christ entering these places, joining us at this time? We must follow the example of Mary and sit and ponder. The goodness of the Lord in our lives is not always going to be immediately self-evident. God's presence with us doesn't mean that everything gets fixed right away. Not everything becomes clear. There's no call to action, no amazing life change, simply that God is with us, and the love of God, who is beyond time and place, comes to join us in our time and place. So like Mary, we must sit and ponder and reflect on all the signs and wonders of the Christmas season. We might not have sheep and donkeys coming into our household with a newborn baby, but we do have signs and wonders of the Christmas season that we are in. This magic of Christmas, this generosity and goodwill that is so freely exchanged during this season with friends and strangers and family. That kind of Christmas love is something worth pondering. That's what we do here every Sunday, and you're welcome to come join us. We're here pondering all these signs of the wonders of Christmas, wondering how it might be that the love and generosity that we so feel in this magic of the Christmas season might not just be a holiday special, but maybe is actually the way that God intended life for us to be. So this Christmas, take time to ponder. When the last candle is blown out tonight, know that the light of Christ still shines within you. And when the last gift is given tomorrow, know that the love of God within you is still available to be given to all. And take time to ponder. Take the time to reflect on and delight in God's presence with you. No matter where you find yourself in your life, no matter what kind of time you're having, God is with you. Merry Christmas. Amen.